have a question for you. I need help keeping my children safe on the internet, adequately monitored, so I know that what's going on, what they're thinking about, what's going on in their life, and how do I keep them from accessing it if they are at a friend's house or, you know, they have a little cell phone? Do I take it from them, you know, when it's non-school hours, or how do you recommend stuff like that? Especially the problem cropped up when I found a most visited website to a porn site.
Wow.
And, I am not computer literate, so it became a big problem to me.
All right. Listen, the reason I'm playing Judy's comment question is because I need your help. I'm happy to answer a lot of other things going on in life about relationships and family and marriage and how about living intentionally in Christ. But when it comes to you know, your kids and your phone and the social media stuff, I really could use your help. You're a parent and you're dealing with this and you have found some practical ways. I mean, obviously you need some sort of a monitoring process to put some parental controls on the phone, and maybe you can disable some of the networks and obviously talk to your kids, but maybe you have some really specific things that have helped you. And during the show here, this 28 minutes, you're welcome just to call in and say, hey, Judy, here's something that we've learned that works for us. You're welcome to give us a call on that or any other topic today. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. And the phone line is now open at 888-888-1717. Right into our studios here, 888-888-1717.
In mid-July, I was probably in the worst place I've ever been in my life. Things were just kind of all turned upside down for me. And, you know, I've been to church my whole life, but I guess I'd never really been saved before. And I didn't realize it until my husband had actually moved out and left for a solid week. And I would just felt like I had hit rock bottom, basically. So I went to church this Sunday after he had left. And, you know, I was just a mess. And, you know, I just buried myself in Jesus. And praise God, he saved my soul that day. It was just, it was amazing. And, you know, I just opened my eyes to so many different things. And since that July 21st, you know, my husband came back home the next week. And, you know, we're working and we're trying to make this be a positive thing for the both of us. And he goes to church with me, but I can definitely feel that there's a separation there. He doesn't have the same desires that I do. You know, I want to be there at church all the time. I want to read my Bible, and I'm so excited about God now. And, you know, I feel like we are on completely different pages, you know. And I pray to God consistently that, you know, I just want him to show my husband that he needs him.
Yeah, keep loving him and allow God do his work. You know, one of the things we believe really big around here is intentional living is that life doesn't change. Things don't get better. You're not going to break inertia, move to a next level of a better marriage, closer to God, financial problems being dealt with until you have what we call around here one of those aha moments. Until you and I have that clarity in our minds, that clarity of something needs to change, that's when things start to make a difference. I was thinking over the last couple of days about the Apostle Paul there in Philippians chapter 4. He's in prison. He's waiting for, and according to what the historians say, he's probably at that point waiting for an execution. He's in house arrest. He's in trouble. He's struggling with a lot of stuff, obviously. And yet in chapter 4, he's in giving encouragement to the church at Philippi, and he makes this profound statement in Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through Christ that gives me strength. I'm in prison, but I can do whatever, and this is internal work. He's not talking about, you know, I can have all the successes in life or change somebody else, but I can face whatever the stuff is that's coming my way. Not by my strength, but by the strength of the Lord Jesus. And I want to ask you a question. Why don't you think about it? Got me thinking. What if you went to bed tonight and overnight this miraculous miracle happened in your life that you realized you woke up tomorrow morning that it wasn't in your strength and that God had taken care of whatever it was in your life? What would be different in your life tomorrow? What would be different in your life? Not in somebody else's life, but in you. Boy, I've thought about that. Maybe you have too. Love to hear what you think about that. What resonates when you hear that? Come join us. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. Love to have you come and join in our discussion. Be a part of the show today. All right, Nicole wanted to backtrack here and talk to Judy for a minute. Hi there, Nicole. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You want to help Judy with that social media thing with her kids?
Yes, sir. So we are dealing with this with our oldest, who will be 16 at the end of December. Mm-hmm. And we have learned some things along the way, made some mistakes, but things that I would suggest that have helped us a lot. Like you said, monitor their apps. You can definitely put safeguards in place. You can block certain apps where they can't access it. Things like that. And some phones you can even set where they cannot text or call at certain times of the day, things like that. But we also put times on these, like they get an hour after school for their for her phone, and then she gives it back to us. So we just limit a lot, and then we will search through her phone, and you know, we can you can check sometimes if things have been deleted or not. So we try to thoroughly check, and my husband thankfully is a little more tech savvy than me, or I guess as Judy mentioned, so that's helpful. So that's what we do with her.
How about when she's with other kids? What do you talk to her about? Just about learning how to handle it herself when she's old enough, she has to make her own decisions.
Yeah, so I mean, we just try to instill, you know, rules, and we will give examples that we've been through, real life examples, and she's pretty good. She's pretty mature and, you know, understanding those types of things. So we just, and like I said, we've been through some things where she's gotten in trouble and didn't follow rules, and she has very much learned from those mistakes as well along the way. But she knows to, you know, turn things off, tell them no. She's bold enough to speak up for herself and say like, hey, you know, that's inappropriate. I can't watch that. Things like that. If friends try to bring mm-hmm. something up to her.
How much time do you spend on online, do you think?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting you on the spot, but the statistics are that we spend hours, don't we? It's kind of easy to just kind of, you know, go through all of these things. They keep popping up and you wonder if something, and they know what you kind of like. So they keep sending you more of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And consumerism is something that we definitely have to be careful of. And my husband and I were talking about that this morning, actually, you know, with stores, for example, there used to be small neighborhood Walmarts that just sold, you know, groceries and medicine versus the supermarket or super Walmarts that sell clothing and furniture and all these other things, you know, and those types of stores really overwhelm us and we just want to get in for groceries. So it's nice to have that option to go somewhere where it's smaller and less overwhelming. And I totally forgot my train of thought on that, but yeah. I hope it connects.
No, I did. Well, listen. One of the things we know, it's easy to lose our train of thought these days because they got so many trains of thoughts that are coming into play in our lives. Good wisdom, though, Nicole. Thank you. Being on top of it with your kids. Maybe you want to help Judy, too. Here's a, if you missed it, a mom, not tech savvy, concerned about her kids, especially when she's not at home where they can have more control over it. And she really was asking, should I just take the phone away? You can't leave the house with it. You know what? Our kids and grandkids are growing up in a world, though, and not only with needing to be, they're more tech savvy than you are, and certainly the grandparents will ever be, but they're also growing up now in a whole AI world, which is an altogether another animal. And I think I joined the camp that says I'm concerned about that because of what can be done, is being done. It's amazing. I mean, some of the upside of it is huge, and with anything, haven't you found in life, anything that has an upside has a downside? There's two sides to every coin, and as the upside gets bigger, it seems like the downside gets bigger as well. All right, we're just talking about life. If you want to join in and be a part of the show today, we would certainly welcome your call at 888-888-1717. You can respond to Judy, or you can respond to that question. What if you woke up tomorrow and whatever it was you were facing was fixed, healed, magically gone? What would be different in you? What would I see different in your life? You don't have to call me, but it's certainly something worth thinking about, because it's a profound question. 888-888-1717. Kara is in Missouri. Sounds like you got an issue with a stepson that's been going on here for a while. What's going on? What's your question?
You know, it's more parenting. We have a seventh grader who is a horrible student. And I'm stepmom, by the way. And we've spent lots of time and money on tutors and programs and everything we can think of to try to encourage him to be a better student. And we're kind of at that point where his mother and stepfather thinks that we're too hard on him.
Well,
I don't really know that it's a question. It's a, I need more advice.
Well, you're saying mom and stepdad. Now, are you and your husband in agreement?
Yeah.
That didn't sound too convincing.
He's more lax than I am.
All right. So you have your own expectations of how this thing should come down. And they're not necessarily the same as your husband's.
I think he would take the easy way out.
All right.
And does.
Well, see, we move from, it was the ex-spouse and the, you know, that's not the issue. It sounds like it's you and your husband. And I really would, I would encourage you, Kara, to say, hey, we don't have a parenting problem here. You got a marriage problem. You got a disagreement in your marriage, not with your seventh grader. And by the way, I would just encourage you, you think about he's a horrible student. Boy, I'd be really careful not communicating that. I think these young people, they get a lot of discouragement today, a lot of pressure. And I find out a lot of middle schoolers and kids that are going to high school, if they can just latch on to one thing that really turns their crank, that they're excited about, that the way God has wired them, that can be very positive. But Carol, here's the thing. What I hear is that you and your husband have a disagreement on how you're to handle this thing with your son. And I heard money come up. Does it sound like you're spending a lot of money and time trying to help him, and you're getting a little tired of it?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. And he's saying, hey, we got to keep trying.
No, it's me keep trying and him like, well, he'll flunk. That's just the facts.
And it is. It is a fact. And so what? If he flunks, who flunked? You didn't flunk, he flunked. And as a parent, and you're a stepmom, and I think everybody listening, if we're discerning, we know you've just had it. You're frustrated. And you're frustrated with your husband, you're frustrated with your stepson and everybody involved in this. And you got to realize when you back off and say, hey, dad, this is between you and your son. I love you guys, and I want the best for your son, but I see him failing, and I know he can do better, and I want the best for him. Obviously, if I were talking to both of you guys, I would say set some expectations and hold your son accountable. If he flunks, he loses what you said he was, what, 16? No, I don't think quite 16, but he would lose some of the privileges. I mean, listen, a responsible child who's getting C's or B's or whatever expectation you have for him, then gets access to be able to drive a car at some point or go to driver's ed at some point. Or to have more outings with his friends or whatever. Otherwise, hey, listen, if you're not being responsible to at least do the basics, then I guess it's going to be hard for us to trust you. But here's the deal. You are the stepmom. And he didn't ask for that. He didn't wake up one morning and be excited about stepmom not being happy with him flunking out of school. In fact, he might even be doing it for reasons that you're not even aware of, his own frustration, anger, and hurt, and everything going on in the family. And so I would encourage you guys, someone to sit down with him, dad in particular, and say, hey, son, you're more capable of this. Talk to me what's going on in your life. We're going to set some expectations. We want you to be successful. We know you can be, but it's going to be up to you, and we're going to put some things in place. We just talked about social media. Maybe you're going to lose that until your grades come up, whatever. But as parents, I would encourage you to especially let dad take the lead.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Here we see in verse 7 of Genesis 3 that our emotions were damaged. And then in verse 8 is the last part of this process of damaging our head, heart, and our hands. It says that they covered themselves, and obviously they covered themselves because they felt vulnerable, they felt shameful. And it says here in verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Here's what happened. First of all, their minds were distorted with self-deception. Number two, peace was replaced with shame. And number three, a sense of vulnerability was replaced with survival. And that resulted in behavior that was self-protected. That's an excerpt from the featured ministry member lesson this month on what is God's plan for our thinking, our emotions, and then our daily habits, our head, heart, and hand, something that I've taught for many years. That's an excerpt. It's up on our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You know, I mentioned a couple days ago that we get reports from our chaplain's department where people are calling from all over the country, talking to our chaplains, praying with them, talking about their family, their relationships, mostly about what's going on in their spiritual life. Someone's going to pray with you about a need in your life. And we are seeing so many people who, when they get to a point of talking about what's going on, realize that the very first intentional act is to give their life to Christ, to make that intentional decision. And boy, what a privilege those chaplains have to pray with a person to come to that relationship with Christ. And I want to say thanks to those of you who are praying, for those who are praying with those calling in, and also helping make that a reality through our chaplain program here at Intentional Life Media. Your ongoing support of the ministry is making a big difference. As you call 888-888-1717, you can press number 2 to talk to one of our staff, join the team. Press number 1 if you want to talk to me, if you have a question, or you want to join in on the discussion, 888-888-1717, or join us in support at theintentionallife.com. And that little donate icon, and you're making a difference.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. I've been thinking for a long time about your question about being intentional, and I've been wondering, like, what can I do to be intentional? And I've just given it a lot of thought, and it just came to me. Something that has been very important to me is my children. And the one thing that I know that I should be intentional in, and that I want to be intentional in, is to instill in my children the love of God. Thank you for your program. I love it. Bye.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Lily is in Arizona. You know, you want to talk about being hijacked. You know, I wrote a book called Hijacked Emotions. Sounds like that's what you're kind of facing in your marriage. What's going on?
Well, where can I start? I guess it's just a lot of, you know, we have a teenager right now, and he's going through some issues as being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
We have other family issues that kind of leveled off a little bit, but it's kind of, I'm in my second marriage, and so is he. So we've had the past coming into our present, so that kind of doesn't help anything.
Is that the big thing? I mean, if you were to have to sit down and say, hey, here's the one big point of breach in our marriage, this is the thing that's gotten in here. Is it unresolved issues from the past? Is it not being on the same page today? And I know these are all tied together.
Right.
Is it that we don't communicate? What is, if you had to summarize this in a one thing, what do you think it would be?
Communication.
All right, so you're not communicating about the things that matter most.
Right.
Yeah, and then what happens? What happens?
We just drift apart. We go into each other's corners, and we don't really speak about it. So we just kind of try to just not say anything, I guess, the way we've been for years. Like, we'll just leave it, and it's unfinished business. That's what I call it.
So are you guys just stagnant in your marriage, or is it slipping? Are you in crisis mode today?
I think we are in crisis mode because it just seems like both of us think we've all, you know, put everything and every effort into it. Of course, we're not on the same page, so we know. Yeah. So it kind of gets worse as time goes on. Mm. So we feel that more now today than we have in the past, I guess.
Are you plugged into a church?
Yes, I am.
He's not?
No, he's not. He's a different religion, so it kind of, you know, if there's a kind of a gap in there because it's just different religion.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's a big deal. You know, there are over 75,000 practicing marriage and family therapists and counselors in the United States. And the bread and butter is what you're talking about. When we get to a place in our marriage where we just can't talk about something that's got to be talked about, agree to disagree, deal with issues, come to conclusions, make decisions. And one of the reasons successful counselors are successful is they can help people process what's actually going on in their individual life and in their married life, and then come to some decisions and conclusions that can help them be more successful. And if we did a survey of those 75,000 plus counselors in the country, many of them would report, yet even after we get to that place and they process it and come to some conclusions, there's no follow through. What happens is the old patterns of thinking and behavior and habits and fear and worry come into place. And so my encouragement to you, Lily, and to each of you, anybody listening today, if you're stuck, or if you're just heading in a path that you're not happy with in your life, there's only one way to change it, and that's to break the inertia. You know what inertia is? It's just a law of physics that says basically an object in motion will tend to stay in that same motion. If it's still, it's still. If it's moving, it'll keep moving in that direction unless there's some force that acts against it. A train that's not moving needs the force of the engine to get it going. And an engine that's already moving at high speed needs the force of brakes and resistance to slow it down or change direction. I mean, that's just a basic law of physics, and that same law applies in marriage and family. If the direction you're headed, if you guys are struggling because you're broke financially and keep going in the same direction, you're going to end up super broke. Okay? You know that, and I know that. If your marriage communication is crummy and you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same kind of results. And so there's a point of saying, this just ain't working. You know, it just ain't working. And so we want to go in a different direction. And that's where a counselor can be helpful. Pastor can be helpful. Getting into a marriage support group. Especially if you just can't sit down and discuss things together. But man, life is so short. And not to break the patterns of the negative kind of inertia in our life really seems foolish to me. And I know I do the same thing. It's just easy to get into a pattern and keep doing it and not change it, not say, hey, God, you got something better. What is it? And allow him to do a work in your life. Okay. We got Brenda on the line. She wants to comment on Judy, who left a question with me at the beginning of the show about social media and her kids. Hi there. How are you?
Yes. Hi, I'm good. I'm good. I know that it can be very overwhelming when you're trying to get the social media under control. One area that was already mentioned was getting controls set up on the phones or the computers. But I wanted to just expand on that and mention that if she is not knowledgeable in that, what I would do is I used to work for a cell phone company. She can call them. She can call the carrier, whether it's Verizon or Cellular, Consumer Cellular, whoever, AT&T. She can call them and let them know what her situation is and ask for parent controls to be put on the computer and the cell phones. And they can also give her options as to what type of controls, all of that. And if that's not handy for her, she can go into their store, and a lot of times there's somebody knowledgeable enough in the store to help her put the controls and actually just take the phone from her and put the controls on it for her.
Huh. So in your case, if someone called the phone company, will you like have a department or that you transfer them to somebody who's a techie person that can talk her through what to do, basically? Is that what, yes. How it works?
Yes.
Now, do you have kids that are on, or
I used to. I used to.
How'd you
Luckily,
handle?
when they were super young, I didn't give any cell phones out.
Yeah.
I know it's really different now, but you do have to immediately, if you're going to give a child a phone, you should already have the controls on.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Just put the controls on so that they never really feel punished, because you're just protecting them is what you're doing. And so rather than get overwhelmed with it, prepare yourself as parents. Don't give the phone until, you know, and then also very much limit the phone.
Yeah.
Even if they just get an iPad while they're small to play video games, my son and his wife were very smart, and they have a limit.
Mm-hmm.
Only an hour a day, that's it. And if they did TV instead, that was your hour. So, yeah, because, you know, they have to do schoolwork, and they need to get outside and play. You know, not be
play.
Stuck
what is
inside.
Play? Get in play. Yeah, I remember that. I remember play. You actually went outside and did something other than scroll on your phone. There is an outside. Yeah, Mom. There's an outside right out there. You open the door. There you go. Very good. All right. Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate it. That's a good counsel for us. I'm glad you're listening today.
All righty. Thank you so much for your help.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Glad to do it. You know, as we're wrapping up the show today, I was just thinking, if you really want some high tech help, just go to the high school or go to the college. There's a young people. It's the people you're trying to take care of. They are smarter than we are when it comes to the tech stuff, because they're in on it every day. Okay. I'll tell you what, we're wrapping up the show today. We're going to be back again tomorrow. And so instead of just coming back tomorrow and doing it, you're all here right now. Why don't you call? And I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and record the show for tomorrow. And so you can call. You got a question, something going on in your life. I still would love to hear from someone who would answer that question. If you woke up tomorrow and whatever it was you're facing was gone, fixed, what would I notice different in your life? There's a little madness to my question. And if you're willing to answer that, we can talk about it. If you woke up tomorrow, whatever you're facing, is financial issues, marital issues, emotional things going on in your life, what would I notice different? What would be different in you tomorrow? Maybe we can talk about that. 888-888-1717 or whatever you would like to talk about. Intentional Living, we have one goal. More than anything, we want to help you experience life the way God intended. That's what keeps us going every day, and we're glad to be a part of it. And so many of you who support the ministry with your prayers and your practical financial support, thank you for doing that. I'm Dr. Randy for the team. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.